2017, Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock's second Twitter account bashes white Christians of Alabama. By Ashley Oliver on December 21, 2020. Atlanta, the lesser followed an unverified Twitter account of Georgia Democrat Senate candidate Reverend Raphael Warnock contained a now-deleted tweet bashing white Christians of Alabama the day before Alabama's 2017 special election featuring candidates Roy Moore and Doug Jones. In the tweet from Warnock's second Twitter account, the Georgia Democrat accuses white Christian Alabamians specifically of being less virtuous than the average atheist on December 11, 2017, citing Republican Senate candidate Moore. The tweet is no longer visible on Warnock's Twitter account but appears in an Internet Archive. Warnock's deleted tweet reads, "The average atheist has more virtue than the white Christians of Alabama. Hashtag Roy Moore." Moore was accused of sexual misconduct with underage women ahead of his December 12, 2017, race in which then-candidate and now-Senator Jones, D.L., defeated Moore by less than 2%. Exit polling for the race indicates white evangelical or white born-again Christians heavily favored Moore. Although Warnock's Twitter account is unverified and contains only 6,000 followers compared to Warnock's verified account containing 534,000 as of the time of this writing, the unverified account has been active since 2011 and includes ample personal detail from the past decade to substantiate Warnock's ownership of the account. The account includes several photos of Warnock, plugs for his past media appearances on Good Morning America, Al Jazeera America, MSNBC, Democracy Now!, and more, and myriad scheduling information for Ebenezer Baptist Church where Warnock has served as senior pastor since 2005. Groups with which Warnock has been affiliated including Auburn Seminary and Martin Luther King Senior Community Resources Collaborative make mention of the account, and Auburn Seminary shares the account's feed on its website. Warnock's campaign did not respond to Breitbart News when asked to verify that Warnock wrote the tweet and deleted the tweet. The tweet comes as a wave of excerpts from Warnock's sermons, speeches, and writings are being scrutinized for containing Marxism-supporting and racially charged language. Other tweets remaining live on the account give further insight into Warnock's political stances. Warnock last year, on July 14, 2019, appears to have shared a cartoon depicting Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, detaining Jesus. The cartoon reads, 33-year-old male, brown skin, doesn't speak English, working as a carpenter. Yes, we'll lock him up, Mr. President. Warnock also appears to have taken a side in the February 2019 scandal involving Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, D., and a 1984 yearbook photo of two individuals, one dressed in Ku Klux Klan garb and another in blackface. Northam wavered on whether he was one of the two in the photo, but Democrats including Virginia's two U.S. Senators and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D.C.A., piled on calls for Northam to resign at the time. Several black leaders in Virginia, however, sought to forgive Northam for the offensive photo and asked that calls for his resignation be rescinded. Warnock's alternative Twitter account appears to have been active as recently as last month. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com.